Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
I'm going to put it back on a guy that we've mentioned earlier this year, Chris. Malik Jackson, defensive tackle of the Jaguars. He was the team's Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, so I'm sure his name came up. We've talked about him before, but I want to give him a shout-out again because of what he did just a few weeks ago. Back in June, Chris, he actually put on a football camp. He's done many things, but this is one of the things he does. He hosted 100 military kids at the football camp. Now, these are kids that have lost loved ones, Chris, to war. And he actually partnered with a few places such as the Survivor Outreach Services, Florida National Guard Child and Youth Program. They actually got a list of kids who lost loved ones. So Malik goes out and puts this together and gets 100 of them together and puts on a camp. And it was just amazing. He wants to kind of pass on what he knows about helping others to others. And let me share a quote with what he said about him putting together that event, Chris. He said, quote unquote, he says, "You see someone walking down the street in need, and it's up to you whether you drive past them or you stop and help them. If I can show one kid in here how to help somebody in need, that will trickle down and hopefully we can start being a world that helps each other." So that's the words of Malik Jackson, Chris. And, you know, he did not expect to get help from his teammates. You know, this was, of course, this is on their day off, but every kid received a T-shirt, dinner, and they got to spend 2 hours learning from a bunch of these people that showed up that even Malik didn't expect, such as quarterback Blake Bortles, Calais Campbell, Marquise Lee, a bunch of other Jaguars, Chris, showed up pretty much unannounced, just wanting to help these young kids and surprise them. And they were very touched, obviously, by their losses through the military. But a great story. I urge people to go read more about Malik Jackson. You could either go to the NFL Man of the Year part of the NFL site or go to the Jaguars team page, and Malik Jackson's name will get up. He continues to do it across both on the field and off, Chris, and my goodness, it was just a pleasure reading about him today.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic story. You're right. He's a guy that continues just to do more and more great things. And kudos to you, Bob, for bringing this most recent story back on the front table here. I'm going to put my spotlight tonight, Bob, on former Lions and Seahawks offensive lineman Ray Roberts. He used to open holes for Barry Sanders, and now he's working with children with intellectual disabilities. He tries to help kids with those types of disabilities achieve things beyond what people think they can do, right? Addressing a group of those kids in New York City recently, he opened with, "Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be?" Which is a very powerful statement, Bob, and it should be to all of us, right?
Yes.
A year ago at the Special Olympics hired him to take on the role of Director of Unified Champion Schools for Urban Development. When he was in Seattle at the time, volunteering, oh, by the way, as an ambassador for the Special Olympics for the USA Games, is when they approached him and asked him, "Hey, can you take on this other role?" And in the role that he has now, he's mixing kids with and without intellectual disabilities in sports and in the classroom to help promote acceptance, respect, and inclusion. And these are kids who have been told that they are different their whole lives. They've been told things they can't do, and even though in many cases they really can do it. And Robert says, you know, these kids have the same dreams as any kid has, and then they encounter the world, and the world starts telling them what they can and can't do. And these kids, you know, they go to school. It's made clear to them when they get there that they're in special education. And then now they sort of have to carry that label and that stigma around with them. And his message is, remember the dreams that you had before the world told you those things. And now, you know, and the things you can't do and the disability that you have. Remember the dreams that you had before any of that came into your life. and continue to follow that dream. It's an issue, you know, near and dear, Bob, I know, to your heart. It's an issue near and dear to his heart. And the reason so is because he grew up, you know, not having much of anything, right? His father was a janitor. His mother was a maid. He's the first person in his family to ever attend college, graduate college. He went to the University of Virginia. He said he feels like his purpose now in life is to give people who don't have a voice, right? Because so many people like him are in those sort of situations that he grew up in, you know, but they have great gifts to give. You know, folks like that, they have talents, they have personal gifts, but they're dismissed, you know, simply because of the stigma that is sort of put on them, or the label that's put on them. They're discredited, devalued, but he wants to take that away, right? He's trying to give, you know, like I say, as he mixes the sports with kids with or without that disability and in the classroom, take that stigma away, bring those folks together as a team, as a unit, and, you know, go on and let them achieve what their abilities allow them to achieve, not what society tells them they can or can't achieve. So kudos to Ray Roberts for giving, you know, kids a chance, hope, respect, and breaking down those stereotypes, Bob. It's a wonderful story. Great stuff that he's doing.
Great message he's getting out there, Chris. I get goosebumps listening to both stories, you know, and this is why we save it to the end, and you can't leave this show without feeling good after hearing stories like that. Thanks for sharing that one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, it's time for Bob and I to put a bow on another episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our sincere thanks to our guests tonight, Ross Tucker, Tony Collins, Marco Iannuzzi, Nick Lowry, and Chris Dishman for joining us. And Bob, like I say all the time, my friend, the greatest thrill of all is getting to spend these 2 hours with you.
Had a blast, Chris, and all those Ivy Leaguers, I feel smarter already. How about you?
Indeed. All right, Bob and I will be off next week, but we'll be back with you on July the 26th, scheduled to join us that night. We'll be a little Steeler heavy when we come back. Former Steelers defensive back JT Thomas will be making a return visit with us, as will former Steelers punter Craig Colquitt. Our good friend and former Bears wide receiver Wendell Davis. Been a little time since we've had Wendell on the show, so looking right forward to catching up with Wendell. And we'll get a return visit from author Ron Lippick. He'll make a return visit with us here on TNT. Look forward to having Ron back on the show. And, of course, you know, Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins, as he is with us all the time. So look forward to catching up with Tony. I want to remind everyone how you can follow us on social media. First, on Facebook, Bob and I have our own individual pages. Look us up there. Plus, we've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Also, check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to keep up to date with who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean. Again, can't thank our friends over there enough for featuring us right there in their football fan section, front and center. Thank them for that very much. But we link back over there so you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free, either online at our site or by linking back to Podbean. And we thank them as well for featuring our show on the golf side, Next on the Tee. It's right there on the main page of their mobile app. So if you love streaming podcasts, folks, again, you know, across all genres, not just sports related, please download the Podbean app and check it out. And we hope two of the shows that you'll check out are Thursday Night Tailgate and Next on the Tee. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris. We'll talk in a couple weeks. And we also want to thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the most. And until 2 weeks from now, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.